Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 316 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I am your host, Mark Kuznez, and this episode is going to be all about Skyrim, the remaster or special edition. I always forget what it's called because it's not just called Skyrim, but I don't think they call it a remaster. I think they call it a special edition, even though it's not really special. It's the same game with all the DLC and mod support now on consoles. But other than that, it's just Skyrim. The same Skyrim we all came to know and love 5 years ago. And I've put a lot of time into it. Not so surprising. But I am really, really enjoying it. It is prettier. I'm playing on Xbox One. And some of the biggest things about it that I enjoy over the previous version, the playing on 360 at least, is the load times. That was the thing I was most concerned about going into this, because I did boot up my original copy probably a few days before this came out to know if I really wanted to dive in, because I was going back and forth whether I wanted to pick up the game or not, even though I knew I'd really enjoy it, just because I'm like, I have already spent a bunch of money on this stuff, and it's like, okay, I do have some reward credits and all this jazz, should I do it? And when I put in the copy, my 360 copy, into my 360, I was really shocked by how long the load times are. The load times on the 360 were minutes. Minutes. Not a minute, but for some of them, they were minutes. And it was not fun. And it was something that had me slightly concerned, because I wasn't sure how much actual work and effort they put into this remaster, this re-release. But the load time is really, really good. To load into the game from the main menu probably takes 15 seconds, somewhere around there. And then fast traveling and moving, like leaving a building and going back to the outdoors, etc., that can take anywhere from 5 to 10 seconds. I think when you're leaving a building, it's less than 5 seconds, typically. Fast traveling, it takes, I'd say, roughly between 5 and 10 seconds. I didn't really time it, but it's so short that I never really noticed it. And that is a huge, huge thing. I still wish there were no load times, because that would just, I mean, we all want in all of our games for there to be no load times, because that would just make every gaming experience so much better for a million reasons. Just because, one, load times can be atrocious. Just Cause 3 was an example of this, where load times for people was, they got up to like 5 minutes, I think, for some people, which is just crazy to even think. I don't even think I would be able to wait that long to see if it was actually still loading. I would just turn it off. But that really is a crucial thing, especially in a game like Skyrim, where you're traveling all over the place. And while traveling on foot is fun when you're exploring, there are times when you just want to get something done, especially if you have already explored certain areas and just like, well, I don't need to see what is on the path from this point to this point, because I've already been down that path multiple times. I know what's there. There's not going to be anything there. Maybe I can harvest some snowberries or something, but I don't need any snowberries because I have 100 snowberries back in my house in Winterhelm. Is that where the first house is? Breeze Home? Or is it Whitehorn? I don't know. There's all these various names of places that I can't remember any of them. But it's also funny how much of Skyrim I remember, even though I haven't played it in like 5 years since it originally came out. Because what happened to me with Skyrim on 360 is what I can see happening to myself on Xbox One, is that I played it for probably over 100 hours. I put a lot of time into it. I did not finish the main quest. I think I finished the Thieves Guild quest, maybe. I'm pretty sure I did the Dark Brotherhood and maybe some other stuff, but I didn't finish main quest, and I ended up stopping. I stopped playing the game because it just took over my video game life, and I wasn't playing anything else. I'm like, if I don't make myself stop playing this. I'm going to keep playing it for months and months, and I'm just not going to play anything else. And at this point, I'm pretty much only playing Skyrim and a few games that I've gotten for review and stuff here and there, but I'm still focusing my attention on Skyrim because I just adore the game. I love these type of open world games that are really exploration heavy and just give you this world to discover on your own. Even though I'm finding so many of these things, I'm like, oh, I remember this. And then I went to, I think it's Riften, where there's this orphanage, and I'm like, oh God, I remember this orphanage. This is not going to be fun. Or I go into this bar, and this guy is like, hey, let's have a drinking contest. And I'm like, this does not end well. I remember this not ending well, and then something happens. Or I went to the, like, Marikov, which I think is a Nord city, and there was this building, an abandoned building, and the guy was like, oh, I think I've been seeing, like, some cultists going in here. And he's like, do you know anything about this? I'm like, no, but, you know, I'll come in there and help you. And then stuff started going crazy, and then, like, oh, God, I remember that. Like, it's really cool how much of an impact Skyrim left on me that I didn't even realize because I don't actively think about the game. But when I jumped back into the game after, you know, 5 years, everything just started clicking. I'm just like, oh, yeah, this. Oh, yeah, that. Oh, I remember this. And it's been it's like returning home. I posted that on Twitter at one point, that returning to Skyrim and returning this game, it really does feel like I'm returning home. It's so comforting and is exactly what I needed in the last few weeks or so, or even more so, well, even longer than that, gaming-wise. And I'm just having an absolute blast with it, even though I've played less of the main story than I did in the previous game. I haven't even gone to the Greybeards or anything. I've killed a few dragons. I'm like, whatever. I actually looked up something online and found out something I never even knew about Skyrim. And this could be spoiler for anyone who's really concerned about that, though I don't know why you would be. But I had no idea you could ride dragons in the game. And I saw that on like some message board or something. I'm like, wait, what? You can ride dragons in this? I'm like, you gotta be crazy. You gotta be lying. I don't know. Apparently, I never got to that point in the game when it first came out. And I'm just like, that's awesome. And in this game, I'm even less concerned about the main story. I'm just like, oh, what? I'm a dragonborn. I just got some dragon power. Whatever. I don't care. I'm supposed to go see these Greybeards. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to go all the way down to this city because I know the Thieves Guild is there. And I'm stealing some stuff. And I want to steal more stuff. But I'm not going to steal anything until I have somewhere I can sell it. So I need to get to that Thieves Guild and get into the guild so I can start stealing stuff and then start selling it, because that's the way to make money. And so I've stolen a lot of stuff. And it's funny how in all of these type of games that have some sense of morality, I am always the perfect good person, except Bethesda games. You give me Fallout and you give me Skyrim, you give me Elder Scrolls games, I will just rob everyone. It's so crazy how the games just kind of make you, I feel like they turn even the nicest, purest of persons into horrible thieves, because there's just all these items everywhere, and it's the easiest way to make money other than alchemy. I think alchemy and stealing are probably the two best ways to make money. Smithing, you can make a decent amount of money, but I think the quickest way to make money is stealing. And I found pickpocketing. I don't remember doing much of it in the last game, but now I'm just like pickpocketing like crazy, because everything for me, I've raised my skill so high that I can pretty much get a 90% chance of stealing anything. And I'm just like, fine, whatever, I'll just steal things like crazy. But it's crazy how I always play a really good person, but in the Bethesda games, I'm just like, I'm just going to steal everything. And the only thing that sucks about that, that makes me kind of regret it and not want to do it, is when I go into shops and they used to have like in the one alchemy shop, Arcadia or whatever, in Whitehorn, Whitehelm, whatever, that first main, like, big city you go to. There used to be like potions all over the bookcases and supplies and ingredients and all these things. And now the bookcases are just empty. And like the entire store is just empty. There used to be some soul gems there. And that's the only part that sucks about being a thief is that you kind of make the world seem less lived in and less real because you start going into stores or houses and you're like, nothing here exists. Look, I'm in a bar, but there are no cups or plates or food anywhere. I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh, I went into this bedroom and I just stole everything. And now there's nothing there. There's no clothes. There's no books. Look at this bookcase. It used to be filled with books. Now there's nothing in it. And now since I've gotten to the point where I kind of don't need money, really, I am not stealing everything. I'll steal something if it's like, okay, this weighs 2 pounds or whatever the weight is in the game, and it's worth hundreds of coin. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take that because that's a good investment. And really, we all know that the biggest villain in Bethesda games is encumbrance, and that's something that was definitely hard to deal with in the beginning, but now I'm pretty good with it because I have my house where I can leave things. And I've boosted my encumbrance level. That was one of the reasons why I really wanted to boost my pickpocketing skill pretty quickly. Because when you hit level 50, you get the ability to put a skill point into something that's like, I don't know, light pockets or something that gives you 100 extra capacity, which is significant. But I've just been enjoying the hell out of returning to Skyrim. I think I already said this, but it does look a lot better. I haven't messed with the mod support because that turns off achievements, and that is something that just is problematic for me, so I won't be messing with that until I'm really done with the game proper. And I like mods are fine, but the mods that don't matter to me really in like Morrowind, which was the last one I was the first and last one that I was really mod heavy in, was were the mods that gave you significant add-ons. Like the one I always fall back to with Morrowind was a one I believe was called Havish, and it was this entire like island that was its own city, and it had like a banking system so you could put money in there and you would get interest backed, and there might have been a strip club, like a very very PG strip club, or just like a go-go dancing club or whatever, and like some bars and all these other things. And there was it felt like something you'd expect from the actual developers. It was so polished. There were all these missions and quest lines and everything, and it was amazing. And I made my own mods and everything, and those are the kind of things that I really am more interested in. And I don't know if those mods really are popular or exist, like something that significant. And other than that, the kind of mods I'd be interested in are the ones that make it look even prettier, which definitely won't be on the console. So the mods aren't something I'm super interested in, but I think a lot of people will be. Like Thomas the Tank Engine, I think that's available on the Xbox One at least. Like, yeah, I think it's funny and kind of silly to turn the dragons into Thomas the Tank Engine, but I don't see why I really need to do that or what it will really add other than a quick chuckle, and then it's like, okay. Well, let me just keep playing my game. It's like, it's good for a YouTube video. I don't know how great it is for actually playing it after the first time. But Skyrim is Skyrim. So if you've already played Skyrim and you're done with it, if you got your fill with it the first time, the first go around, there's no reason to pick it up again. If you've played these games in the past and didn't like them, they didn't change anything, so don't pick it up. But if you love these games and you want an excuse to go back and play it again, perfect timing because it is pretty. It runs really well on the Xbox One at least. I haven't experienced any slowdown or any like crashing or anything of the sort. I haven't experienced anything where it's like, oh, I've gone to this area and now the load times for this particular area are really bad. No bugs, no hiccups. I haven't looked on the internet to see if there have been any going around, but in my experience, it's been a pretty solid experience, and I am just looking forward to playing more and more, and hopefully actually doing something, because I haven't really done anything at all in the game. I've just sort of been going to areas to discover new areas and unlock certain parts of it, like going to the college, the magic college, so that I could unlock some illusionary spells and go into Riften to get the Thieves Guild. I think to get into the Dark Brotherhood, I have to kill a random innocent person. So I guess I have to do that. At least that's what I remember from Skyrim. It's like once you murder someone who didn't need to be murdered, or if you commit murder, I guess, instead of defending yourself or whatever, then the Dark Brotherhood will be like, "Hey, you, we could use someone like you." And I've always liked the Dark Brotherhood quests, but I can't remember if it was actually that good in this one. But Skyrim is so good. I still wish there was a remaster of Morrowind, because that's still my favorite. Because while Skyrim does vary its architecture and the areas, you have snowy environments, more foresty areas, and all that kind of stuff, there still hasn't been. I mean, maybe the Elder Scrolls Online is the closest in terms of area diversity, but Morrowind was really, I mean, you had like a swamp area, then you had your snowy area, then you had like a sandstormy desert area, and you had all these different areas, and it was like it felt like a huge world, and Skyrim still feels, it feels really big and it feels different, but it still feels more, it feels tinier than what Morrowind felt like. And it's weird, because Morrowind was, 10 plus years ago, 15 years ago or so, however long ago it has been at this point. But Skyrim is great. I wasn't a fan of Oblivion, but Skyrim, it's all about it. And now, my biggest concern right now is, who do I marry? Who do I marry? I kind of want to marry Lydia, because she's been with me as my whatever fellow in arms, and I'm like, you know what? You're kind of pretty, and you're cool, but do I want to marry you? Because I'm pretty sure there's no divorce in this game, and the only way to get out of a marriage is to kill someone. But I don't think I could kill you. Not to say I couldn't kill you because it would hurt my feelings, or the weight of your murder would be weighing down on my soul. But because you are a companion, I don't know if I can actually kill you. So I'm too concerned to make the actual move and commit in terms of marriage at this point. I also ran into a little girl who was like, "Oh, my parents are dead," or something. I was like, "Here's a gold. Go get some coins. Like, why don't you find some parents of your own or whatever?" And she's like, "You're awesome. Want to be my new daddy?" I'm like, "No, not right now." And I was like, "Oh God, how am I going to get out of this? How can I not come across like a jerk?" And I was like, "Oh, you know what? I don't have room for you right now in my house, because I put an alchemy lab where I could have put a child's room. So sorry, maybe if I change that," and then I'm never going to talk to her again. But Skyrim has been a really fun time so far, and super happy I picked it up. I kind of wish I decided to pay a bit more for it and just like ignore the GCU discount and paid 60 to get the digital copy, because this is a game I'm like, I don't want to be hogging my disk drive with it. I'm like, I could be putting another game in there and just having this on my hard drive, so I can just boot it up whenever I feel like playing it for a little bit. But now I got to keep the disc in there if I want to play it. I'm like, I made a mistake. But yeah, that's Skyrim for the time being. I'll probably talk about it again in the future at some point. But that's it for now. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat anymore, but I am on Xbox Live, which is where I'm playing this. We can't play it together, but you can watch me and look at my profile and say, like, "Hey, he's still playing that game." I am there and Minimalist and everywhere, pretty much, at PX Sausage. Once again, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, at PX Sausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, the other podcasts, the art I do, and all that jazz. If you like the art I do and you want to buy some prints, you can go over to pxsart.com. And back to this podcast, if you like it and you want to support it, you can go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to it, because that really does help. Yeah, that does. It helps a whole hell of a lot. And, of course, if you want to support the site and everything with a few bucks every month, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a few bucks every month that-a-way. If you'd like to contact the podcast and all that jazz, leave an email, psp@pixelatedsausage.com. You can comment on the post on the site, or you can just tweet at me. Once again, that's @pxsausage. And that will do it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day. Bye-bye.